Last week I spoke about Zion and how special it was to God. And Zion is a special place that he's chosen because it symbolizes a place of worship. Zion is where we are in the Spirit with the Lord. And it's a very special thing. So this morning we go to Psalm 132, and we're going to talk about Zion again. But first, we say, why did you say, God, that David was a man after your heart? When we look at David's life and we see what David did, you think, this is kind of strange when God just so loved David. And the first part of this psalm explains why he loved David. So let's just do the first part, Pat, and we'll see why he loved David so much. Because David said, I'm not going home. I'm not going to bed. I'm not going to sleep, not even take a time to rest until I find a home for God, a house for the strong God of Jacob. And you wonder, why did God love him? That's David's heart. And if that's our heart, we want to make a place in our hearts for Jesus, a home from him, for him, a habitation for him in our own hearts. That's what he wants. And the psalm goes on to say, and this is God saying, yes, God chose Zion, the place I want for my home. This will always be my home. This is what I want. I'm here for good. And I think many of you are familiar with that in the King James. And Zion, it's the place where God and his people are in continual communication. We are worshiping him. The place that he wanted, he chose it. He appointed it. He appointed the place, and it means to join together. To choose means to join together. It's where God and his people join together. And he desired it. The message translates the word wanted, but King James said desired. And desired in the Hebrew is the word avah, and it means to wish, to covet, to strongly desire, to long for or lust after. It's not just, oh, it would be nice. That's not the idea. The idea is there's a strong, strong desire that God wants Zion for his shrine, for his dwelling place, place that God wants to settle down. What a privilege we have that our God chose us. He's established a place for us to commune with him. And we get to do that this morning in worship. Let's stand and let's say this last part, 132, 13, and 14 together. Let's say it together, and then we're going to worship, because I'm glad that they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, where we can corporately have this meeting with God together. Yes, I, God, chose Zion, the place I wanted for my shrine. This will always be my home. This is what I want, and I'm here for good. Amen, amen. I'm glad that we're in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Are you?
Me too.